Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philadelphia police would be able to seize a gun from someone that's been judged an imminent threat under a bill that passed city council today. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports. It was one of two major bills passed as council works to wrap up legislation by the end of its current term.
Councilman Curtis Jones sponsored the so-called red flag bill that creates a judicial process to temporarily remove guns from people identified as an imminent threat because they've made a credible threat to harm themselves or others with the weapon.
It could be in a school setting where I got bullied and I say, I'm coming back to shoot you and I'm going to take the rest of the class. Well, we should believe them that they've declared a threat and that we should remove those firearms temporarily until they can have a hearing.
Jones says he believes it would stand up to a legal challenge. Council also approved a bill granting a right to free legal counsel subsidized by the city for tenants in eviction proceedings to put them on equal footing with landlords who almost always have lawyers. It formalizes a pilot project council approved 2 years ago, which sponsor Helen Gim says has been a success.
You've kept a roof over a woman's head. You've kept children more stable in school. And you've helped landlords get paid.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.